prosecutors and police that might not have equaled that of the gangbangers down in Nickerson Gardens, but was at least at a level that would seem to exclude me from ever joining their ranks. Plain and simple, they wouldn't want me, and I wouldn't want them. Except for that ex-wife I mentioned and a half-brother who was an LAPD detective, I wouldn't turn my back on any of them, especially Williams. He was a politician first and a prosecutor second. That made him even more dangerous. Though briefly a prosecutor early in his legal career, he spent 2 decades as a civil rights attorney before running for the DA post as an outsider and riding into office on a tide of anti-police and prosecutor sentiment. I was employing full caution at the fancy lunch from the moment the napkin went across my lap. "Work for you?" I asked. "Doing what exactly?" "As a special prosecutor. A one-time deal. I want you to handle the Jason Jessup case." I looked at him for a long moment. First, I thought I would laugh out loud. This was some sort of cleverly orchestrated joke. But then I understood that couldn't be the case. They don't take you out to the water grill just to make a joke. "You want me to prosecute Jessup? From what I hear, there's nothing to prosecute. That case is a duck without wings. The only thing left to do is shoot it and eat it."